Organizations that help impoverished Central New Yorkers get an education, find jobs, or decent housing are getting a boost from a pot of state money meant to help the poor. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Wayne O'Connor of the Hillside Work Scholarship Connection of Syracuse says the extra cash will help expand his organization that focuses on workforce development starting in the middle school years.
It'll enable us to hire 5 youth advocates and some support for those advocates. Every time we add more students, we grow the culture, we grow the program, and it gets passed down. Family members come to us, friends come to us. So that's significant.
Hillside is one of almost 24 organizations in a 5-county area awarded a piece of the Upstate Revitalization Initiative. The 24-member Alliance for Economic Inclusion decided to split over $13 million between agencies that had successful programs dealing with poverty, as well as some newer ones. $20 million out of the initial $50 million has already been earmarked for the Say Yes to Education program in the city of Syracuse. And there will be another round of awards to determine winners of the $17 million that's left. Syracuse Deputy Mayor Sharon Owen says it's vital that funds get pumped into programs for the poor.
It's the first step. We have many more steps to take, but we are well positioned to initiate these programs, to learn from what we're about to do, and to even make it better.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.